The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Let's go to my number three quarterback performance of the week, and this is less about a performance just because I talked about it on Monday Football Monday. It was my yeet of the week, and I'm talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, who comes in and just delivers a magical throw 38 yards in the air to Mac Hollins to set the Dolphins up in field goal position while getting his face ripped off. Just incredible mechanics on that one. I have it up on my timeline if you haven't seen it, but a gorgeous throw. There is something so odd going on in Miami, Kyle, and I'm actually wondering, do you start Tua? Do you start Ryan Fitzpatrick? Or do you continue to be Brian Flores and be like, hey, man, if you can't do the thing, then I'm gonna pull you. I don't care who you are. I don't care when you're drafted. I don't care how long you've been in the league. It's amazing what he's doing. And it actually seems like Tua and Fitzpatrick, I feels like none of them are taking it personally. It's wild.
Yeah, I don't know, man, because it's in the weirdest way. You can say that it's working because they're winning. But at the same time, the playoffs are like, I don't know their playoff scenario, like what they need to do to get in, but I imagine they have to win or something along those lines. The playoffs are here. Like, you have to win and you have to have a guy who you trust. And it's clear that when push comes to shove, they don't trust Tua, or else they would not keep pulling him. So in that sense, you would think that why not go with Fitzpatrick for four quarters? Because if you just watch one drive of Fitzpatrick and you watch one drive of Tua, the offense looks night and day. They can actually throw the ball down the field. They actually attempt throws down the field, which opens up everything else for your offense. And I imagine the receivers are more happy because they know they have a chance. But that's not to like completely take a dump on Tua, because it's not like he's been awful. It's just that Fitzpatrick brings more to the offense. So in that sense, like, why not roll with the best guy? But I mean, if they can get some out of Tua, whether it's more RPOs, whether it's using his legs, whether it's the bootlegs that they were doing early in the season, then sure. But if that's all you're limited to, then I understand why you roll with Fitzpatrick. What's your take there?
Yeah, I mean, Tua is a rookie, and I largely find, and we actually might talk about this in a second here when we do you have a quarterback? I largely find rookie quarterback performances to be a lot of noise, and you really don't get a lot of takeaway from it unless they're just like balling out. Like if you see Justin Herbert, like, you, there's no way you can say, oh, this is just noise. He can't play. You know, we got to wait and see. Like, I think it's pretty clear he can play. Right. But if a rookie struggles, I'm not so concerned. At the same time, if a rookie is struggling, do I play him when the offense, I think, is clearly better but also more volatile with Ryan Fitzpatrick? Like, yeah, I think Ryan gives you a better chance at winning, but I feel like he gives you a worse chance at playing the way that the Dolphins want to play. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So I 100% agree with that. The floor isn't the same, because right, Tua is not going to take those same chances that Fitzpatrick makes, and Fitzpatrick is going to roll out and give the defense a chance to make plays too. And that might scare Flores, especially knowing, you know, their defense might give up big plays and they're going to need some stops and they don't have the greatest pass rush. So in that sense, I could see why they want to play it safe, closer to the vest, knowing, hey, we might not score 28 points, but we're not going to give the defense a short field either. So they have a lot of tough decisions there. So I understand.
So I'm gonna start Ryan Fitzpatrick, and if he throws an ugly pick, I'm bringing in Tua. And if Tua can't move the ball, I'm bringing back in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I'm doing, and this is all in one quarter, by the way. I'm doing all of this in one quarter. I'm bringing him in, bringing him out. Just to, I don't care. But I think I am starting Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think he gives them the best chance to win. He played good football last year. Like, I think people forget that. He was solid, and he was playing good football before he got benched too. Yeah. He's been good, man. And plus, I mean, I can't see him without bias. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL. I think he's one of the most likable NFL players in the NFL. And I think he's handled the situation with Tua absolutely magical. This is why they bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick to a team that's going to draft a quarterback, because he handles it so well. The problem is he outplays a lot of your rookie quarterbacks. So that's his own catch-22. And with the Miami playoff scenarios, you mentioned them. Let's talk about them, because the Dolphins can win and get in and return for the postseason for the first time since 2016, only the third time in the last 20 seasons. The Dolphins can also get in with losses to either the Indianapolis Colts, the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, and the Baltimore Ravens. So they actually have a chance to get some help. So I would say their chances are pretty high of getting in the playoffs there. So they definitely have some decisions to make when it comes to that. Speaking of decisions to make,
make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.